You're listening to the audio production of The Curiosity Keeper by Sarah E. Ladd, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jude Mason.
Chapter 1. Iverness Curiosity Shop, London, England, 1812. Camille Iverness met the big man's gaze, bravely, boldly. She would not be bullied or manipulated, not in her own shop. Camille recognised the expression in the man's eye. He did not want to speak with her, a mere woman. Not when the owner of the shop was James Iverness. But James Iverness, her father, was not present. She was. She jutted her chin out in a show of confidence, refusing to even blink as he pinned her with a steely stare. "As I already told you, Mr. Turner, I have no money to give you," she repeated louder this time. "Any dealings you made with my father, you will need to take up with him. I've no knowledge of the transaction you described. You had best return at another time." "I've seen you here, day in, day out." His voice rose in both volume and gruffness. "How do you expect me to believe you know nothing about it?" The wooden planks beneath his feet groaned as he shifted his considerable weight, making little attempt to mask his effort to look around her into the store's back room. "Is he in there? So help me if he is, and, sir, no one besides myself is present, with the exception of my father's dog." It was in moments like this that she wished that she were taller, for even as she stood on the platform behind the counter, the top of her head barely reached his shoulder. "If you would like, I will wake the animal. But if you have seen me here often, as you claim, then no doubt you have also seen Tevi, and know he does not take kindly to strangers. You decide. Shall I go fetch him?" Mr. Turner's gaze snapped back to her. No doubt he knew of the dog. Everyone on Blinkett Street knew about James Iverness's dog. His whiskered lip twitched. A warm sense of satisfaction spread through her, for finally she had said something to sway the determined man. Mr. Turner's face deepened to crimson, and he pointed a thick finger in Camille's direction, his voice matching the intensity of his eyes. "Tell your father I've a mind to speak with him, and tell him I want my money and won't take kindly to his antics. Next time I am here, I will not be so willing to leave." He muttered beneath his breath and stomped from the store, slamming the door behind him with such force that the glass canisters on the near shelf trembled. A shudder rushed through her as she watched him lumber away, and she didn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?